this is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
A chin up, a little to the left. Okay, now just a little happier. Ah, that's perfect. Now please, don't move a muscle, huh?
Ah, that's Bonnie.
Hello? Oh, hi, Bonnie. Guess what? I'm posing for a portrait. Isn't that cool?
Samantha, please.
Yeah, it's a surprise for my dad. See, Angela's throwing him this big party because he talked her into starting her own agency that's finally making money. Yeah, you know adults, they have this gratitude thing.
Samantha, please.
Just a second. He's not a painter, he's an artist.
He's Greek, and he's so temperamental.
Samantha, I cannot work this way, please.
He's doing it now.
Okay, well, I better go too. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. It was a business call.
Oh, Christos, it's beautiful. The lines, the form, the texture.
I just barely started.
Well, I know, but I can visualize it in my mind's eye. I used to paint by numbers.
They're back!
Oh, no, Mother said she was going to keep Tony out until 4. Oh, no, it is 4.
They just pulled up front. Estimated time of arrival, now.
Thanks for the warning. Christos, quick, you've got to get out of here. Samantha, go upstairs and
change.
Come
in here.
Christos, please, could you just hurry it up a little bit, please?
Okay.
Just wait in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Where's Tony?
Well, I didn't know whether or not you'd have Christos out, so I sent Tony around to the kitchen to unload the groceries. Pretty smart, huh?
Hi, Angela. Got you that great Egyptian shampoo you wanted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, there's a man in my kitchen.
A man?
Yeah.
You must be mistaken. There's no man in the kitchen. Oh, that man. That's not a man. That's the
plumber.
Oh, you must be one of them abstract plumbers.
Impressionist.
Oh.
All right. The truth is, this is Christos Dimos, and he is an artist. He's not a plumber. And this is Tony Maselli, my housekeeper.
Mr. Maselli.
Christos.
Christos is painting a portrait of Jonathan for Mother's birthday, and it was supposed to be a surprise. Surprise, Mother!
Well, what a wonderful gesture, Angela. I'm amazed that you could come up with an idea like that.
Wait a minute. How come I don't know anything about this?
Well, Tony, don't take this the wrong way, but you've got a big mouth.
How could I take that the wrong way, Angela? Come on, I could keep a secret as good as the next guy.
Yeah? You're the one who just blabbed about the man in the kitchen.
Wait a minute. Since I let the cat out of the bag, what do you say we take a look at the picture?
Well, we could do that, but there is a very good reason why we shouldn't. Right, Christos?
Right. The philosophers of ancient Greece, they had an expression, poteme ina pinas pinaka siena eparete. Never show an unfinished treasure to a domestic.
Domestic?
Yes.
Well, you know, funny you should mention expressions, because in Brooklyn, we got an expression, too. It goes like...
No. Maybe we should head back to the city.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Maselli.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I used to know a Maselli in Brooklyn. Marie. Any relation?
My wife's name was Marie.
No kidding. I used to give her art lessons.
Not my Marie. She didn't take art lessons.
Are you sure? Because this Marie was quite talented and very beautiful. She had very long, dark hair and beautiful dark eyes. And the smile, it would light up the Acropolis.
Hey, look, pal. Me and my wife were pretty close, you know what I mean? So if she was taking art lessons, I would have known about it.
Well, it was a long time ago. Perhaps you are right.
Hey, Dad. What? Oh,
Hi.
No, no, I was right. That is the smile.
Hi, Tone.
Hi, Mom. Hey, how was the circus?
It was okay.
Who was your date?
Some clown. I left him there. He'll be better off in the long run. So what are you making?
Making pancakes.
Well, don't you think they'll be kind of cold by tomorrow morning?
They're not for tomorrow morning. They're for Tuesday. We're having French toast tomorrow morning.
Look, this is just off the top of my head, but Tony, is something troubling you?
That guy Christos is bugging me, Mona. Trying to tell me I didn't know my own wife. I mean, if she was taking art lessons, Mona, she would have told me about it.
Yes, that's right, Tony.
I mean, Marie didn't even like art. I mean, she never even appreciated those bullfighters on black velvet.
Well, then there you have it. See, it couldn't possibly have been her.
Oh, are you crazy? It had to be her, Mona. Why wouldn't she tell me?
What is the big deal? So she took a few art lessons. It's not like she was having an affair. Now, wait a minute. You cannot be serious, Tony. You're jumping to conclusions.
Hey, Jonathan, you want to shoot some hoops?
No, I gotta work on my speech for Tony's surprise party.
Oh, how's it coming?
Fantastic. I got some great new jokes from Dean Martin's Celebrity Brisket.
Jonathan, that's a celebrity roast.
Anyway, you want to hear some?
No.
Okay, but you're missing out on some boffo yucks.
Hey, pal, where you going?
Nowhere.
Okay. Well, let me know when you get there.
Hey, Dad, you want to shoot some hoops?
Whoa, look at you. Sure, sweetheart. You know something, Sam? You remind me of your mother more and more every day.
She had a good jump shot.
You got that for me, sweetheart. Are you kidding me? Speaking of me, Sam, do you remember when you were young and I was away a lot?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time Mom told me you were on the road. I started crying. I was afraid you'd get hit by a truck.
That's nice. You
worried about me, huh?
Speaking of worrying, Sam, you know, I used to worry about you and Mom being alone.
Well, we weren't always alone.
You weren't?
No, my friend Steffi would come by all the time and we played dolls. She liked to dress Ken in Barbie's clothes.
Well, speaking of dressing up, did you and Mom ever dress up and go out?
Sure, I mean, we go grocery shopping and to the park. And every week we go next door to Mrs. Rosini's.
Oh, well, what'd you do there?
Oh, we had so much fun playing cards and watching TV. Oh, I used to have the biggest crush on Potsy.
Well, what about Mom?
She never stayed.
Oh?
Yeah, but, oh, I love that one episode where Ralph and Potsy got stuck in the meat locker. Or is that Jack and Mr. Furley?
Samantha, when your mother didn't stay, where did she go?
You know, she must have gone pretty far. Because sometimes she didn't pick me up till the next morning. Dad, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Tony, come on up!
3 steps at a time.
Only 3? Getting old.
Fast as ever, huh?
Yeah, sure. Tony! Tony, it's so good to see you! But you're wasting away.
Well, not you, Mrs. Rosini. Hey, I'm sorry I had to drop by on such short notice, but...
Short notice? It's Connecticut talking. My door is always open. Come on. Sit. Have some pasta.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Mrs. Rosini. I really want to talk to you.
What, you can't talk with food in your mouth?
Maybe just a little.
Whatever you say. So, how's life in Connecticut?
Good.
Good? Just good? How's about the fresh air and the greenery and the Protestants?
They're all good.
Tony, what's happened to you? You're so quiet. You used to talk till your hands got tired.
I got something on my mind.
So tell me.
It's about Marie.
God rest her soul. Mind you.
I can't mind you. I heard things that bother me.
About my veal?
No, about Marie. I met this guy. He says he knows my wife, Marie, from some art class. He says he gave my wife art lessons. It's true, isn't it? I can see it in your face.
My face is my curse. Joe takes one look at me and knows we're having veal for dinner. Of course, we always have veal for dinner.
Oh, Mrs. Rossini, what am I going to do? I thought I knew my wife.
Tony, it's not that terrible.
It's not that terrible. She was unfaithful to me.
How dare you? I could box your ears for that. Marie would never, ever... I can't even say it.
Come on, Mrs. Rossini. Where was she all those nights she left Sam with you?
She was learning to paint.
Huh. All night? What was she doing, waiting for the paint to dry? Come on, Mrs. Rossini. Sam said she didn't pick her up till morning.
That was because Marie didn't want to wake Samantha up. What was the point? She'd come in, have a cup of coffee, a little veal. She'd kiss Sam goodnight, then go back to your apartment.
Oh, come on. That was just... painting. Why didn't she tell me about it?
She tried to, but you wouldn't hear it. You kept cutting her off. You wouldn't let her get
I don't
word.
Cut people off.
She told me you thought art lessons were silly, that you wanted a home taking care of Sam. Don't you remember?
Well, not exactly, Mrs. Rossini. It was such a little thing.
Tony, that was a problem. To you, it was a little thing. But to Marie, it meant a lot.
Are you telling me there was a whole part of Marie that I didn't even know about? Maybe there was a lot I didn't know about Marie.
She loved you the way you were. She wouldn't want you sitting around feeling guilty. She'd want you to move forward, to be happy, to eat. Have some beets.
What's all this? It's not my birthday.
No. This is the Tony Maselli Gala Appreciation Party and Testimonial Salute.
I can see why you didn't put that on the banner.
For the first time since its founding, the Bauer Agency is operating in the black.
Bravo! Way to go. But hey, what's that got to do with me?
Oh, and he's humble, too. Tony, if you hadn't talked me into opening my own agency, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And without your help and support, I wouldn't be where I am right now, turning a profit.
Or paying taxes.
Oh, Jeffrey, you sentimental fool, you. May I take your jacket, Mr. Maselli?
Sure.
Yeah? So, are you okay?
Yeah.
Where you been?
I went down to Brooklyn, had a talk with Mrs. Rossini.
And?
You were right. I was just jumping to conclusions. I had a terrific wife. It's too bad she couldn't say the same about her husband.
Oh, seat of honor. Here you go.
Come on. Sit.
To start off the evening, I would like to introduce our Roastmaster General, Jonathan Shecky Bauer. Hooray!
Good evening, ladies and germs. I'd like to say a few words about a great guy. But they told me I had to talk about Tony Maselli. Tony's cooking is so bad.
How bad is it?
It's so bad he serves Tom's for after dinner mints. And now here's someone we've known for years. A beautiful human being. My grandmother and yours. Here's Mona.
Mia, that was terrific, pal.
You help Mom, you take care of me. You're beautiful, babe.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan, I have a lot of warm and wonderful things to say about Tony, but Angela's better at the sappy stuff. But I do want to say, you're the best. And don't let anybody ever tell you different. And now, to put a damper on the festivities, here's Jeffrey.
Yay!
Thank you for that heartfelt introduction, Mona. I would just like to say thanks for helping to make Angela so successful. And now, without further hype, here she is, the lovely and solvent Angela Bauer.
Madam President,
thank you. Thank you.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry. I just feel so lucky to have someone like you in my corner. When I lost my job, I truly did not know what I was going to do. But you helped me find my way. You knew that I was scared, and that I had doubts in my own ability. But you always believed in me, and you made me believe in myself. So I would like to propose a toast. To Tony Maselli. A man who sees in us not our limits, but the stars.
Here, here. Here,
Sanders.
That's very nice, folks, but are you sure you got the right Tony Maselli?
Oh, I know we do. And as a token of my love and appreciation.
Right here, stand here. Okay? Ready?
Samantha, that's you.
Good eye, Dad.
Samantha, you're beautiful. Oh, Angela, isn't she beautiful? Oh, everybody, isn't my daughter beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, she's beautiful. I'm speechless.
Well, then maybe Samantha would like to say something.
Well, I just want you to know that because you're such a great guy, I sat still for this, missing countless phone calls, important social engagements, and a major sale at the mall.
Now, that really means a lot to me.
Mom always said we were both real lucky to have you. She was right.
Love you.
Speech!
I don't know what to say.
Give your MVP speech.
You were an MVP?
No, but he had a real good speech.
I guess I want to say thank you for all the nice things you've said tonight. This comes at a time when... Well, let me just say that it sounds real good right now. You know, it's hard trying to be all you'd like to be to the people you love. But if you're lucky, you end up hitting more than you miss.
Tony, in our book, you're batting 100.
I hope that's 1,000.
Well, this is only the beginning. In your honor, we've made you a big Italian dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, wait. A dinner and big in Italian?
And we made all your favorites. Veal.
Veal piccata.
Veal scallopini.
Veal marsala.
Veal parmesan.
Enough talk, let's eat.
I can't believe how much she looks like Marie.
No. You know, Marie would be very proud of how wonderful you're bringing up Sam.
I'm not doing a bad job, huh? But I'm gonna do better. From now on, she's gonna have art lessons too. Now, if she wants them.
You know, I logged a few hours in art class myself.
You did? Really? Well, I'd love to see some of your work sometime.
You would? I just happen to have something right here that I found in the attic. Now, if you just look at it and be brutally honest.
Why, it's terrific, Angela. It's, what a beautiful tree.
It's a self-portrait.
Oh, yeah.